Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Ada Lum was born and raised in Honolulu and has been a member of Kalihi Union Church for the past 75 years. After graduating from Wheaton Graduate School, she became a missionary to university students in, get this now, 115 nations. Over the years, she was on staff with International Fellowship of Evangelical Students, IFES, and Bible Institute of Hawaii, BIH. Additionally, Ada has written many books and Bible studies, such as Jesus, the Disciple Maker, A Hitchhiker's Guide to Missions, and How to Begin an Evangelistic Bible Study. She currently serves at Kalihi Union Church on the Adult Christian Education Committee. Barbara Ching was born and raised on Oahu, the daughter of Thelma Furukito Ching and Chuchong Ching. She attended Roosevelt High School and the University of Hawaii. After her retirement as an elementary school teacher, she took care of her elderly mother. A member of Kalihi Union Church for over 60 years, she has served in various capacities: Sunday school teacher, Bible study leader, choir member, and as a participant in various committees. Currently, she is writing her fourth Ohana Group study guide. And when women like Ada Lum and Barbara Ching are in studio with us, you know that it is a divine moment, a moment of blessing from Almighty God, because of the years of experience, the years of serving others, the years of working with people. And yet, uniquely, God has designed each of them to share something. Some things that will be distilled in your heart right where you are. And that's why I want to pause, as we typically do at the beginning of our show, to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show is to lead you, my friend, closer and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're looking at a relationship with Christ like through a window, as it were, you've heard about him, you've been interested in him, but you don't have a personal relationship with Christ, and you don't even know how your experience today, your troubles, your challenges, your difficulties can even relate with Christ. Well, we're here to remind you that Christ loves you and he knows you. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away, my friend. He was buried, and he rose again on the third day, and the living Christ today reaches out to you and he calls you. He calls you to himself. He knows you by name. Would you open your heart to Jesus today? And if you're already walking with the Lord, we're here to encourage you, to boost you, to build you up. And I believe that you're going to be greatly inspired by the story, the testimony of Ada Lum and Barbara Ching. So, let's get into it. Ada and Barbara, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ada, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Kalihi. I'm a Kalihi kid.
What was it like growing up in Kalihi?
Well, my parents were immigrants, but we lived in a very interracial neighborhood along Pu'uhali near Kalihi Kai School. And so I look back now and I realize that neighborhood was a very good kind of a matrix, a place to grow up in. I think it was part of the preparation of God for me eventually to serve him in different countries.
Oh, let's jump forward a little bit. And you've, I mean, 115 nations of the world. How did that early on, the seedlings of what were planted in you, how do you feel, Ada, that God used that years later to be instrumental in touching others with the love of Christ?
Well, I don't think that it was the neighborhood itself that directly, maybe it did, maybe it didn't. Mm. Obviously, it is part of my upbringing, but it certainly helped me to grow up and being comfortable, not being afraid of other racial groups, as even in Hawaii, I've noticed that some people are.
You know, there's an intrinsic way when, and people can feel it. I mean, we can feel it if someone is uncomfortable with us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I guess the reverse is also true. They probably can feel if we're uncomfortable with them. But there's that special grace, I think, that God has given, and maybe that's part of what you referred to relatability.
Danny, I think that God will use and wants to use any and everything in our background for his glory. Things that we may think that are insignificant or even negative in our experience, but given over to the Lord, he will take that. He will sanctify the negative, bad things. Mm-hmm. As long as we belong to him and we know we belong to him. You know, I'll say that another thing, you know, growing up in a very international or interracial neighborhood, I also grew up in a very big family of 9, 10 children. And I think that was a real good training place.
Mm. And there's nothing quite like family, because within the family, stuff happens, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you just have to deal with it, work through it. The good stuff, the bad stuff, whatever happens in family, and anybody in family knows what happens in family. And God even uses that. I think that's part of even something that goes on in the body of Christ.
You know, it just occurred to me that Barbara is almost opposite. You know, she had one sister. And God uses that kind of a relationship, too, in a different way.
That's right.
Barbara, where did you grow up?
I grew up actually, my childhood was in Palolo Valley, so that I attended Aliolani School there.
Mm-hmm.
But in my high school years, I lived on Waikamila Road in Kalihi. And it was because of living in Kalihi, and in high school I was at Roosevelt. So my friends from Kalihi Union Church, who went to Roosevelt, invited me to the church. And that's how I got started there and have continued ever since.
Who influenced you most, Barbara, in your growing up years?
Well, of course, my parents to a certain degree, but this lady right here has been one of the most important people in my life. She's been my mentor, my dear Christian sister, and a dear, dear friend.
You know, it just occurred to me, just before Barbara said that when we first met, I had just come back from graduate school, you know, fresh and knowing everything, you know. And I was with HBTS, Honolulu Bible Training School, and Barbara apparently had come in a little late, and so I was told, help her to catch up. Now that I look back somewhat 60 years ago, I realize that was very, very providential, mm-hmm. that God arranged that.
He did.
Because she was the first young person in Hawaii that I spent concentrated time with explaining the Bible. And I never had anybody since then that had been as open, as eager, as intent to know God's word.
Mm.
I thank God for that. It helped prepare me.
Well, in the same way, you know, I have to thank God for her. That's how I got started.
Barbara, how, in what way did Ada influence you?
Well, you know, it was in those first I started HBTS as a sophomore, and in those days they started as freshmen. So I was a year behind. And she took me one-on-one every week for those early lessons, and I'm surprised she remembers that. And it was a very special time. And then, of course, over the years, you know, there have been many, many, many occasions when I've been working either with her as one of the inter-school, the former youth group for teenagers, advisor, and she was there to lead us on. And then in InterVarsity, she was there, and it's been a long, wonderful relationship.
Influence.
Yes.
So it brings to bear my wondering, Ada, who influenced you most in your earlier years?
I started at Kalihi Union as a fourth grader, and I remember being so impressed with, when going to Sunday school, how very loving the teachers were. That really has stood out in all of my memories of my early days, how loving they were. And Jesus was very, very clear in their lives. Mm. I saw Jesus. I felt Jesus.
How did you become a Christian?
I can't remember any particular event or meeting or Bible study, whatever it was. I think it was quite gradual. As soon as I started Sunday school, I heard about Jesus, and I was very attracted to him, as I like to read stories about heroes, great people like George Washington, Abraham Lincoln. To me, oh, Jesus was another great hero. Until I got into the Gospels and I realized, hey, he was far, far above George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. So I thank God that Jesus was made very clear to me from day one, and that I was taught how to read the Bible so that I could find out for myself my relationship to God through Jesus.
How about you, Barbara? How did you come to know the Lord?
You know, I can remember as a child never always believing that there was God and there was Jesus, but it wasn't done in the sense of a commitment. And then when I went to HBTS, to the Honolulu Bible Training School, they had a rally at Washington Intermediate. And I can't even remember who the speaker was, but there was a speaker. And my friend next to me, after the talk, said, "Let's go in the back." And I followed her, not knowing exactly what was going on here. And I must have accepted the Lord at that time, but, you know, I don't really remember. And I think that at that time, it was not something that I understood as being a lifetime commitment, that I was supposed to see the Jesus as my Lord and that I was to be his disciple. And it was over the years of being at church and inter school and inter varsity that I began to understand what it meant to be, to really be a Christian.
Ada Lum and Barbara Ching are in studio sharing heart to heart about the beginnings of their relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. When you're privileged to be with women like Ada and Barbara, what you see, part of it is not even see, or even I guess it's part of just a sense of being with dear women who have cultivated a relationship with the Lord, or have had the Lord cultivate a relationship with them. We're not just talking about a person, Jesus Christ, that's so, you know, some esoteric idea, but it's very personal, this relationship. And I guess in a way, you listen to them, you feel close to the Lord too, because they're walking with the Lord for all these years, and have been a part of Kalihi Union Church, and Kalihi Union Church celebrates 100 years this year, this upcoming August. Some exciting things happening August 23rd, 24th, 25th. Hey, a centennial celebration. I've said it before. It's quite a thing to plant a church. It's a momentous event to plant a church. It's a monumental event for the church to be vibrant, dynamic 100 years later. We're going to take a quick break right now. But when we come back, more with Ada Lam and Barbara Ching. You might have heard about Ada. She's a world-traveled, world-renowned missionary, 115 nations of the world. She's written books. She's been on staff for many years with Bible Institute of Hawaii. Barbara Ching has been one of the stalwarts, the anchors. They're both, of course, at Kalihi Union Church, teaching for many years. And we'll be back. They'll share more. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
One of my favorite movies is a movie called Dead Poets Society. Robin Williams was the star of the show, and he was an instructor in this. High class East Coast college prep academy. The students actually live there on campus. It's sort of like the red brick facades of buildings that are there, the old style. But there's a scene in the movie, it's at the beginning of the movie, and he's got his students behind him, and he's looking at it like a trophy case in one of the halls of the school. And in the trophy case, there are pictures of students of the past. And it's very dramatic as he tells them to listen in to the voices of these athletes, these students in the picture. And he whispers, it's sort of a haunting sound. He says, "Carpe, carpe. Carpe diem." The Latin word, carpe diem. seize the day. And the message that he gives is, look, you know, life is short. Time is dynamic. The moment you have is the gift from God that you have been given. Make the most of it. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro in studio here with Ada Lum and Barbara Ching. Speaking of pictures, by the way, if you're tuning in right now and you want to hear this program in its entirety, all the beginnings of how Ada and Barbara came to know the Lord, how they've been connected with the local church here, Kalihi Union Church, now 100 years this year, how Ada influenced Barbara and how really their lives have been a blessing to one another, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get the podcast and you hear the show in its entirety. You can get it for free. To find out more about our show, our ministry, and our resources, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Speaking about pictures, I'm looking at a picture of a class. I think it's 1954. Honolulu Bible Training School, HBTS. And I'm looking at these very pretty young ladies. They are taking this picture. They're, I guess the prevailing color was predominantly white dresses. And then the young men, they look all tall and handsome. These young men were the students of HBTS. And I'm looking at it. I said, where was this picture taken? I guess it was taken at the old Iolani School in Nu'uanu before they moved to their current campus there at Date Street. Barbara, you know, I'm looking at a young Barbara Ching in this picture. I'm looking at a young Ada Lum in this picture. What influence has the associations here and your affiliation with HBTS, what impact did it have on you, Barbara, in your life and in your ministry?
I really believe that this God used HBTS and the friends and teachers that I had there to help me grow as a Christian. And it was the first study group environment that I had. And these are the friends I have to this day. To this day, we go out and have our little lunches together. And it's been decades. And it's, to this day, I have Ada as my mentor. And to this day, you also see Nelson Kwan in that picture. Mm-hmm. He is a positive influence in my life. And so it's just a wonderful remembrance of those great times and how God used that school and my relationships with those people to help me be a better person and a better Christian.
Through this, and you know, someone can look at it and not even realize that every student has a story.
Yes.
Well, now every student has impacted others far greater than any of us will ever fully be able to comprehend the breadth and the depth of impact. Ada, when you think about relationships, you have relationships with people all over the world who speak the languages of the world. And these aren't just a surface relationship, very deep relationships. When you look at a picture like this and in relation to relationships, what do people mean to you, you know, in this season of your life?
Well, I want to modify something that you said, only minor. I didn't learn all the languages of all these countries that I went to. I would stay in a country, you know, for 6 months, mm-hmm. a year or two, to do training and how to study the Bible. Yes. And I look back now, it's a tremendous privilege. And it was God's timing. We were there in order to encourage the university students, start Bible study groups on the campus. And so it was just, as I said, God's timing. I was amazed. Country after country after country, they heard about what was going on in other Christian students were doing. And so they would invite me to go over and help them. It was nothing that I had planned, nothing that our organization had planned. But as I look back now, it was by God's purpose and his grace that people were ready for this, so that if we train them how to study the Bible, start Bible evangelistic Bible studies on the campus, then it grows. The students that come, they learn how to do it. They don't have to go to something like HBTS, because that would have been good. But I thank God that we had HBTS in Hawaii. It was God's provision, so that when they were just high school students, but they went back to their churches, and they influenced their churches to have Bible studies. That's what's important.
Who started it?
It came out of what is the Congregational Church. There was a Christian philanthropist, Theodore Richards. He saw that the churches really needed Bible. And so, as I understand it, he called back Paul and Bessie Waterhouse, who were missionaries in Japan, from Lake Avenue Congregational Church in Pasadena, California. And so Papa Sang, as he came to be known, became the head of Honolulu Bible Training School, and also, at the same time, the pastor of Kalihi Union. So there was a kind of a close connection there. And the interesting thing was that Papa Sang was not a Bible teacher. I realized that afterward. But he was a terrific evangelist. Mm. He could really get people to come to know the Lord. But he was smart enough to know that even though he couldn't, that was not his gift, he knew how to get people, calling people, a lot of them from Wheaton College and other places, to be Bible teachers at Honolulu Bible Training School.
It speaks of a certain character and a grace of humility to be able to, with that level of gifting, a charisma, to be able to open up so others, because the bigger picture is we want to equip these young ones for the future. Let's do what it takes to equip them. Barbara, years later, you're still teaching at KUC.
Yes.
What motivates you to do what you do?
I believe that, it was my secular career to be an elementary school teacher. And so part of the reason that I got involved in Sunday school teaching was because it was part of who I was as an elementary school teacher. But it became very clear over a period of time that this was a gift that God had given to me, without sounding too uppity about it. Realizing that God had given me this gift and that I needed to use it for his kingdom.
I think we need more awareness and acceptance, and I think it pleases the Lord for us to acknowledge what he's given.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sometimes, maybe it could be an Asian thing.
Where
it's more kind of pushed down, mm-hmm. or not really acknowledging, not affirming. But if God has given a gift, then we have a stewardship responsibility.
That's right.
To use it for his glory. And I'm glad you mentioned that. I mean, yourself, Ada, the gifting that God has given you, and you're using it for the glory of God, and have been. Would you say, Barbara? Oh, God, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And along with that, though, is a realization that just because he has given this gift doesn't mean that I'm off on my own. I absolutely need to depend on him, and it is from him that I am able to use the gift that he has given, and he inspires and enables and teaches me. So I can't just say it's something that he's given and therefore I go off and just use it. I am totally dependent on him.
You know, Danny, I want to say, because I've been very concerned in these latter years of my life, as I know I'm moving off the scene, I look back. God raised up, you know, organization like Cornwall Bible Training School, and I think the churches have grown in the last 50, 60 years of being aware. We've got to ground our people in the Bible. But I don't think that that is as strong now as it used to be. I don't know what the answer is, but I've become aware of that, that though we've grown in number, I think there are more Christians in Hawaii. I don't know what the percentage is, but I think when I was a young Christian, I heard something like we were only 6%, and now we're supposed to be something like 40% Christian, at least nominally. I'm not sure that we have that foundation, that we are consciously, deliberately, intentionally training our people in the basics of the Bible.
Well, then we must come back to this then. When we come back from our break, I'd like to go back. And here it is, Ada. I want to know why. Let's answer that question. Why is it so important to know the Word? It might sound oversimplistic, but really, I mean, why is that so critical? What difference does it make? Someone might be asking. I know a little bit. What would it do for me to learn more? What will that kind of depth, how will that affect my life? These are the kind of questions we're able to talk about here at the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. When we come back from our break, more from Ada Lum and Barbara Ching. I ask you, my friend, as you're listening today, how about you and your knowledge of the Word? Are you, do you have a deeper understanding of what it means to follow the Lord? Why is it important to know a little bit more about Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, or other books, those Old Testament? How about books in the New Testament and the depth that exists there? Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com, Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
The Bible, the Word of God. How well do you know the Word? Do you have your times, your daily devotional times? Are you able to, by the grace of God and the ministry of the Holy Spirit, extract things out of a passage? But really, in light of that, it might help you today, tomorrow, and it's very, very important, absolutely important, to feed on the Word on a daily basis. But again, how well do you know the Word? As I'm talking to Ada Lum and Barbara Ching, lifelong members of Kalihi Union Church. We're in studio today. By the way, Kalihi Union Church celebrates 100 years. And if you're tuning in right now, you can get this entire program at thegoodlifehawaii.com as a free podcast. I remind you to share it with others. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. How well do you know the Word, the Bible? And Ada, how important is it, and why is it so important to know the Word?
Now, you constantly use the Word. It's the Word of God, isn't it?
Yes.
And
yes.
If being a Christian means that we are in the right relationship with God, then we need constant strengthening, reinforcing of His message to us. And the only way that we can know His mind is through the Bible.
Yes.
Oh, I won't say it's the only way. You can look out in nature, and God speaks to that in a general way, very general. But in a specific personal way, it is the written Word of God. And I think we live in our age of high tech, where we can get instant information, instant this, instant that. We're taking for granted that we can know the Bible. But we can never, never, never exchange the personal, systematic, daily study of the Word of God. Now, I don't mean that it has to be a very academic one, but just to be exposed to what is God saying? What does it mean? What does His message mean in my life? And it's not that easy. There are 66 books of the Bible with one theme, and that is a revelation of God Himself in a very personal way through Jesus. Well, it does take time. We need one another in order to keep in a healthy way. Now, you constantly refer to the 100 years at our church. I thank God that at Kalihi Union, the Bible has always been lifted up as this is God's Word. We need to know it. So the Sunday school and the Ohana groups during the week, there has always been that emphasis. But I don't want to take that for granted. We never can take that for granted of systematic, in-depth Bible study.
You talked about Papa Song Waterhouse being a speaker, a preacher, and more of an evangelist.
He's a great evangelist.
Talk to us about the difference, you know, when it comes to preaching and teaching, and maybe even what the impact can be if you have it and if you don't have it in the body of Christ.
Well, I noticed recently that when Paul in his letters refer to the gifts that the Holy Spirit has given to the church, that apostles are always mentioned first. Apostles, and then preachers, and then teachers. The apostles are the ones that are like pioneers. They're church planters. They're the ones that are on the front lines. And the evangelists, of course, are the ones who lead people to a personal relationship and make it clear to people how they can get into a personal relationship with Jesus. But interestingly, the role of teacher comes in thirdly. On the other hand, when I look at Jesus' ministry, I was so interested in this that I counted it, that Jesus is mentioned as a teacher and his teaching 60 times in the Gospels. He is referred to as a preacher and to his preaching 20 times. Now, isn't that interesting? Jesus was more a teacher than a preacher. And if you look a little bit more closely at his teaching, you only find two sermons that are recorded in the Gospels, in the synagogue. Most of his teaching was outdoors, very informal way, with individuals, with a small group. And we've got to hang on to that, that we dare not let the teaching of the Word of God just take that for granted. We're in trouble. We're in trouble if we do.
Barbara, you have been teaching.
Yes. Well,
both of you have been teaching in various capacities, teaching the Word of God.
One of our very best at KUC.
Barbara, how has the Lord and your understanding of His Word, how has the Lord helped you through challenging times in life?
Oh, His Word has been just a rock to me. You mentioned earlier that after I retired, I thought my mother and I would do things together, that mother-daughter things together, and it turned out that she developed dementia. And so gradually over a period of about 15 years, she increasingly became more and more disabled. And it was only by just focusing on the Word every day and receiving from the Lord His supply, His provision, and His encouragement, His call to endure and persevere and trust Him to take care of my needs and our needs, that I was able to take care of her for so long. And it was just a blessing always to turn to the Word and see in it, sometimes very specifically, very precisely, that very day's needs were being met by what He said in my devotional time. So I just cannot go without encouraging people, both for myself and for others, just read that Word, believe it, and trust in it.
We would be remiss to lead someone to the water and not let them drink.
Yes.
So where can, someone can be at their church. It's important to be there, to sit under the tutelage of the pastor teacher that God has placed there at the church. And the pastor teacher may also want to grow in that area as well, so that the flock can be better nurtured and cared for. So I'm here with Ada, and we're here with Ada, and it's hard to speak to Ada without mentioning the Bible Institute of Hawaii. What role has BIH played in these islands in relation to our discussion of the deeper understanding of the Word of God?
Well, I need to say, first of all, I've retired from the Bible Institute at the end of 2012, but I did spend almost 30 years there after I came back from overseas because of my conviction that our churches the typical average church in Hawaii, we lack Bible teachers. I can think of some that are very strong. They have good, strong Sunday school teachers. The pastors are good. But most of our pastors are good preachers. We need more teachers. And that's why I cited Paul and I cited the example of Jesus. And so we can't take that for granted. In the last years of my life here on earth, I want to really emphasize that we've got to bring up a new generation grounded in the Bible systematically.
What are you teaching now, Ada, at Kalihi Union Church?
I have been teaching the Gospel of Mark. I've had a co-teacher, Mike Dredler, and I mention him because I think that I wish I had done that earlier, done more co-teaching, and we've gone through the Gospel of Mark so that we emphasize two things. Number one is to get back to the person of Jesus and see him alive in history as the Son of God and the Son of Man, both as the one that came from heaven and the one that lived like one of us. We cannot split the two, and we need to ourselves as teachers work harder at presenting that kind of a Jesus. At the same time, we should be demonstrating how to study the Bible. By the way that we teach, we should be demonstrating how we read the Bible, how we can analyze it in very commonsensical ways. Mm. It's possible, it's necessary.
What are you teaching, Barbara?
Well, actually, I've taken a year off because our church has what we call Ohana groups, which are small groups, and I've been given the privilege and responsibility of writing Bible study guides for the groups. So I've written two so far this year, and I need to finish up one more before the end of the year.
Well, I know people are grateful that you're doing that. To have a study guide is a great, great aid in a way of being equipped to do the work.
I think if we had a Barbara Ching in all of our churches, that would solve the problem I was talking about.
Barbara Ching and Ada Lum, members of Kalihi Union Church. Kalihi Union Church celebrates the centennial anniversary this year, August 23rd, 24th, 25th. Imagine that, 100 years and growing, dynamic church life, vibrant. We're going to take a quick break right now, but when we come back, well, Barbara mentioned how the Lord has helped her through some challenging times. I'd want to ask Ada that question as well. And then perhaps a word to you, dear friend, brother and sister in Christ, friend who you want to walk closer with the Lord. Maybe you want to know the Lord. You can know him, you know. You can ever open your heart to Jesus. When we come back, more from Ada Lum and Barbara Ching. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Oh, welcome back to our show. Welcome back to The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with Ada Lum and Barbara Ching in studio with me today. Before our break, we're talking about the importance of the Word of God in our daily lives and the impact of it in the body of Christ at large. But more specifically now, as we think about life, hey, life has its challenges. Wouldn't you agree? Ado, how has the Lord helped you, through some challenging times?
All of life is a challenge, and I think the more you walk with the Lord in everyday life, it means you get into the community, you get into people's lives. And I know that if I did not have the assurance, number one, of the Holy Spirit in me, secondly, the foundation of His Word, I would be floundering.
And how has that made a difference for you in terms of knowing that the Spirit of God lives in you and then the foundation of the Word? Practically, how has it helped you?
Yeah, I've become more and more aware as the years have gone by that man's philosophy and suggestions of the good life, that's what we're talking about here. But the world has all kinds of ideas of how to be, to attain that good life. We have to daily, personally, be sure that our walk with the Lord is okay. We're steadily walking hand in hand with Him.
Barbara, what would you say to somebody right now who's facing a challenging time?
I would really encourage them to read God's Word. Read it every day, even if you can't quite understand all that you're reading, because from it is God's way of revealing Himself to us. He reveals His will, the way He works, and there's nothing else that will help a person who is struggling that I know of than to look into His Word and to pray about it, to meditate on it, and just trust Him, believing that God loves you. He loves you very deeply. He cares about what's going on in your life, and He is working. And even though we may not see the evidences right away, it may take a long time. He calls us to persevere and to keep trusting Him, and in the end, it will turn out for our good and His glory.
Barbara, could you lead in a prayer? We've got about, 3 minutes left. Could you lead in a prayer for someone who is facing a difficult time right now? Mm. could be many things, but it means deeply for each person. If you could pray for someone right
now. Sure. Let me pray for that, for any of us who are struggling right now. Father, we praise you because we know that you know everything. We know that you love your people so dearly, that you care deeply for each one of us, and that you are the answer, and you have the answer. But sometimes we have to wait upon you. Sometimes we are not getting what we hope for right away, and sometimes you are going to say no. But through those struggles and through these hard times, we are confident in your love and your care and your great provision. And in some way, you are going to reveal yourself to this whoever is in need in any way and lead them to a place where they will be enabled to endure a little bit longer, to persevere to the next time, to be blessed, to see and praise you in the middle of whatever struggle they're going through, because you are real, you are true, you are love, and you are the one true God, and we can trust completely and totally upon you. So for that one, Lord, for whoever is out there in need, we pray your complete and total love showered upon them and blessing them, enabling them, upholding them, encouraging them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Barbara, Ada, it has been a blessing. And I'm grateful.
For us too.
Thank you for the privilege.
And we could have this moment together. Wow. A gift indeed. A gift from the Lord. Well, great things are happening at KUC. You're a part of it. You've been a part of it. And a lot of good things to look forward to.
You know, Danny, I don't think we realize that we've had our ups and downs at Kalihi. But, you know, we always, in our ups and downs, the Bible is God's word.
Amen.
And we maintained it. I think that has kept us steadily going on.
Powerful testimony. Mm. Powerful story from Ada Lum and Barbara Ching of the clarity, simplicity, and depth and power of the Word of God. And a word that encourages you to, today, our friend, look to Christ. Look to Christ.
Yes.
Ada Lum, Barbara Ching, thank you.
Thank you.
And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.com. I've got a special presentation for you there. Heart to heart, get to know Jesus. Go ahead and click that. And to join the Good Life Partnership Club, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click partners. We could use the opportunity to hold hands with you both prayerfully and financially. We could sure use your support. 1 Chronicles 16:24 says, "Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guests, Ada Lum and Barbara Ching. Find out more at kalihiunion.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.